Self-compassion meditation. For more meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Before we begin the self-compassion meditation, it would be helpful for you to understand the concept of backdraft. Backdraft is a term that firefighters use to describe how a fire can grow when fresh air is introduced through an open door. To minimize the chance of backdraft, they poke small holes in the windows. A similar effect can occur when we open the door of our hearts. So, as we do the self-compassion meditation, we will choose a sensation of discomfort in the body or a small irritation as the focus of our meditation. We want to poke a little hole instead of opening a door. I invite you to find a posture that is alert and yet relaxed. Both feet on the ground, sitting up straight, while still honoring the curve of your lumbar spine. Let's begin with a few deep breaths to calm our parasympathetic nervous system. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Noticing how your breath nourishes your body as you inhale and soothes your body as you exhale. Breathing in. Breathing out. Continuing with the long, slow breathing, you may choose to put a hand on your cheek or your heart. In addition to a calming effect, it's a symbol of your intention to take care of yourself. Leave it there as long as it feels right. Now, letting your breath find its own natural rhythm. Continue to feel the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. If you like, allowing yourself to be gently rocked and caressed by the rhythm of your breathing. Focusing your attention on your in-breath. Breathing in the oxygen. Breathing in life. Noticing how your in-breath nourishes your body. Breath after breath. as you breathe, breathing in something good for yourself. Perhaps it's a quality of warmth, kindness, compassion, or love. Just feel it. If it seems difficult to feel, just give yourself a half a smile. Taking in the good with the in-breath. Shifting your focus to the out-breath. Feeling your body breathe out. Feeling the ease of exhalation. With each out-breath, feel a sense of letting go of something you don't need. It may just be letting go of a tension in your body. Or it may be letting go of a disappointment, an irritation, or a discomfort. If you're comfortable, bring to mind a sensation in your body that's uncomfortable or a minor irritation. If you're not comfortable, simply focus on your breathing. Notice that this uncomfortable sensation or small irritation is suffering, however small. If at any time this feels too much for you, simply let go of the suffering and go back to focusing on your breath for the rest of the meditation. Observe whether your tendency is to hold tightly to your suffering, to care for yourself as you would a good friend, or to simply ignore it. With each in-breath, breathing in something good. Maybe something you'd say to a good friend experiencing the same suffering. With each out-breath, letting go of the stories that go with the discomfort or irritation. Breathing in the good, being a friend to ourselves, breathing out, letting go of the stories, holding our suffering gently, noticing how it feels to be a good friend to ourselves. Noticing how it feels to hold our suffering gently. And now, gently releasing your attention to the breath. Sitting quietly in your own experience. Allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling and to be just who you are. If it feels right, you may choose to put your hand on your chest or your cheek. Sitting in your own experience. Allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. When the sound of the bell fades, slowly, gently opening your eyes. And this ends the meditation.